MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. You know that social selling is hot, right? Everyone's doing it. And you need to have a presence on social media. But unless you live on your phone, you may not be using Instagram yet, and it really is hot. Paula Barnes is known on eBay as top-rated seller Bling Blinky of Texas. That's Bling Blinky of Texas, one character string. And she's here now to teach us five ways to use Instagram to drive traffic to our listings. Paula, tell us a little bit about Instagram. It's all about photographs, right?
It is all about photographs, Griff. It's about living in the moment without words, and it's all pictures on Instagram. My Android is just about attached to me. I mean, it does everything for me. But using my Android and taking pictures, getting on Instagram a couple of years ago has really helped me with my eBay presence for, you know, Bling Blinky. So I would say that when people, you know, view your gallery, you want to take pictures of things that are interesting, you know, pretty kind of random. People want to know that you're a real person out there. They want to see what's happening in your life. So it's just like using the 80-20 rule on eBay. You want to have your gallery so that it will attract people with things that you're doing, activities, not a lot of selfies because pretty much selfies are out, but you want to have shots of whatever your niche product is, traveling, daily events, something fun. Like just for example, a couple weekends ago, my dad gave us a couple of goose eggs. So on Instagram, you have the opportunity to do a short video. So I videoed frying a goose egg, so yeah, which is hilarious, but it was really good. I'd never had a goose egg before. But the video allowed me to use an interesting hashtag, you know, like hashtag goose eggs, hashtag fried eggs, hashtag iron skillet. And what you're doing when you're hashtagging with different pictures, you're reaching a different section of people all over Instagram, because the hashtags are just like a cyber file in a gallery, kind of like using the keywords when you're, you know, in your title and description on a listing on eBay. So you use your hashtags just like you would a keyword, and you can draw in so many different people from so many different around the planet. It's hard for me to say. I've never been on the radio before. So
you're doing great.
You're doing fine.
Oh, thank you.
You sound really good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. But, you know, just using hashtags, you know, the tic-tac-toe sign or the pound sign, it lets you build your brand and share your pictures in a cyber gallery and, you know, using those keywords just like you would on eBay. You're selling yourself, your brand. You want to make a presence with your brand. And using Instagram, it allows you to set up your profile, a little bit of description, put your .com, your URL in there, and you're trying to attract an audience based on what you're selling, or just kind of go random out there, just with different pictures and your experiences. You would really be surprised how many people you will connect with, and you can connect globally if you choose, and we do international shipping. So I like to hashtag, you know, pictures, hashtag, you know, Australia, United Kingdom, the Amazon forest, whatever it is that I take a picture of. If in my wild imagination I get an idea that this brings to mind another subject, I'll just go off the deep end and create a hashtag. But it's not that I've created anything, because if you look on a hashtag, you will see that other people are already there, and it's already populated, and it's already living with people in that gallery. I don't think that there's really an original gallery, you know, left for us to really to conquer.
Oh, okay. So this is making more sense to me now. But that question that always comes up in my mind is, how do you know which hashtags to use? I mean, I can make them up, but how do I know they're going to be the hashtags that people are going to use?
Well, based on the pictures, you know, that you take and that you're going to use, you really want to just have a main subject to begin with. It's like you're going to tip your toe into the Instagram waters there. So if you have a picture of a bouquet of flowers, you know, hashtag flowers, a popular one would be flowers of Instagrams, hashtag rose, hashtag bouquet. You might have muscle cars, and as a seller, you might hashtag vintage toys, because that covers just all kinds of stuff, vintage toys, China, whatever it is that, you know, you're the expert in. You want to establish yourself as the expert. And you can further drill down and identify a product, you know, by hashtagging maybe the manufacturer's name. And through experience of hashtagging manufacturers' names or big-ticket items or stores, I have brands that follow me back that have retweeted me across Twitter and Instagram that have interacted with me on a kind of a regular basis. And that's kind of really exciting when you're just a little solo business owner out here and you have an interaction with a big box company that, you know, responds to you. They know that you matter, you make a difference. But further, you can use hashtags by the year. If you're selling things based on, you know, a hashtag 1965, a Barbie, hashtag Barbie, doll clothes, whatever that picture is that you've taken, you can create a hashtag that it represents. Again, like I said, you can not come up with anything really that isn't already out there that people are looking on. And some people watch hashtags for the new pictures because they're trying to get an idea. They're trying to make that connection. And you can go on to hashtags. If you go on to Twitter, you can go, I'm sorry, if you go on to Instagram and go down to the bottom, there's a little magnifying glass. And if you touch that, it'll give you the opportunity to insert a hashtag and a keyword at the top. So if you inserted hashtag doll clothes, that's going to bring up every picture that is hashtagged and in that particular gallery. That gives you the opportunity, if you're looking to buy doll clothes, or maybe you're looking to maybe make doll clothes and you want to see what's out there to make your own designs, to scroll through the pictures, pick what you like, and in doing so, you may pick a particular picture, like that person, follow that person to see what else they've got going on. It might interest you to where you might want to go into their store. You might want to follow them and actually, you know, make a purchase. But you build your presence on Instagram by interaction with other people doing that. You don't want to be a ghost. You want to get your brand out there. And when you like somebody's picture, however random it is, your name is going to show up under that picture. People are going to see your presence. If I like a picture and it says Bling Blinky of Texas, well, if somebody else comes along and they see that picture, well, there I am. Okay, well, that's an interesting name. Well, they can touch on that. They can come over to my page. They can go directly into my eBay store right there, looking at my profile. Bam, there it is.
How does this different from Pinterest?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, on Pinterest, you create boards by subject matter. And on Instagram, you take pictures with your phone in real time, and everything is chronological. So I can start on my Instagram right here, and I can go all the way back down to when I started about 2.5 years ago. Everything is in, like I said, chronological order. It's keeping up with what you're doing. What I'll say about my store, Bling Blinky, it's moments in time and memories of your life. That's what it is. I sell collectibles and, you know, odds and ends. And like I say, if I don't have to feed or water it, I'll probably sell it. So that keeps up with my moments in time and memories of my life.
Or buy it new clothes. I like that.
If I don't have to feed or water it.
Yes.
I'm going to steal that. That's a good line.
That's a good one.
My guess. Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty much it. And it keeps up with moments in time and memories of your life. And when you're selling things, vintage, eclectic, whatever, these are things that people have handled before in their life, that it's been somewhere in their life some moment in time. And when you capture that on Instagram, somewhere in your feed, someone's going to see that picture. They're going to see that. They're going to be drawn to it. They can look at all the hashtags underneath, because if you take one picture and you hashtag it 10 different ways, you're going out to 10 different galleries with that picture, and you have that much more of an opportunity for that many more people to see it. And also, using Instagram, you can work smarter, because you can connect your Instagram account to Tumblr, Flickr, Facebook, Twitter, and, oh gosh, there's one more that escapes me. I have it written down. But I will tell you that you can set that up, and it will automatically work harder for you, work smarter for you. One picture can go out to five platforms. That gives you a great presence in one shot, one single push of a button. And on Tumblr, this just happened accidentally for me. I set up a Tumblr account a few years ago because I wanted Bling Blinky of Texas to be consistent on everything I did. So I just went in there and set up Tumblr. Well, I'm not a blogger, so I thought, well, I'll probably never use it. Well, when I started using Instagram, there was a button for me to start adding my pictures. Well, lo and behold, over time, I was at 1,000, 2,000. Now I'm a 3,000-image person who has I've given that many images over to Tumblr. I have followers on Tumblr. I've created a pictorial blog, if you will. And also using Instagram, as long as I've used it, with the number of photos I have and followers, there's a program out there called Ink 360, and that takes all of your pictures from your Instagram account, puts it over on the internet. Bloggers can then get your pictures, reblog your pictures. So if you watermark your pictures and your pictures are being reblogged, you're getting that much more oomph. You never really know who is going to like your picture. And, you know, get something for that ongoing. I think that
Griff, we got to use this for the eBay Radio Party and Conference.
I think so. I want to explore
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. And, oh, and hey, I'm glad you mentioned that, Lee, because I've gone on and last night, E-Betsy told us at the meeting that the official hashtag for the eBay Radio Party is hashtag ERP.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. Coming up next, product sourcing here on eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
OMG!
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.